AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
I want to welcome everybody to the South Lawn.
President Obama made no mention tonight of the arm twisting he did before hosting the annual congressional picnic. But a new effort to win congressional approval of his trade agenda is just hours away.
The House is set to vote on a bill that would give the president fast-track trade authority, allowing Congress only to approve or reject any trade deal. It couldn't make any changes. The same measure squeaked through the House last week, but because a companion measure to aid workers hurt by trade deals was rejected, the entire agenda was defeated. This would be a standalone vote, with GOP leaders promising the measure to help workers, which is a Democratic priority, would be passed in what they called a timely fashion. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
An effort to force the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq and Syria by the end of the year has failed in the House. Ed Royce, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says pulling out U.S. troops would help the Islamic State group.
ISIS would surely grow stronger. ISIS would surely continue on a process, accelerate on a process of decimating all in its path.
An appeals court says officials can be held liable for the mistreatment of hundreds of men who were detained in the aftermath of 9/11.
The 2-to-1 ruling comes in a 13-year-old lawsuit. It charges that after 9/11, many immigrants were arrested and held under harsh conditions simply because they were or appeared to be Muslim. The judges wrote that former Attorney General John Ashcroft and ex-FBI Director Robert Mueller may have been motivated by concern for national security, but that doesn't excuse their actions. The plaintiffs say they were treated as terrorists for months, then cleared of terrorism charges and deported on minor immigration violations. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is AP Radio News. Arkansas is bracing for heavy rains from Tropical Depression Bill that has soaked Texas and Oklahoma.
Our ground is saturated. Our rivers and lakes are full, much like they are in Texas and Oklahoma. And so the flooding threat is the biggest threat we face.
Rick Fair, a spokesman for the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, says Bill is bringing a severe threat of flooding.
We've got folks paying attention to roadways that are susceptible to flooding. We already have, unfortunately, a great number of sandbags and sand crews in different parts of the state.
A band of dry air has reduced the rain totals in some parts of Texas to below 2 inches, but it's not expected to change predictions of heavy rainfall in Arkansas and Oklahoma. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.